Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Britain. Monday, the 19th of Shawwal, 1442 after Hijri, corresponding to the 31st of May, 2021, current era. Press release. Secular supremacists play the extremism card to silence support for Palestine. Instead of having a deep shame for siding with the atrocious bombardment of men, women and children of Gaza, extremist voices among the British elite are attempting to falsely blame all critique of the occupation of Palestine as anti-Semitic. Palestine has and always will be a cause close to every Muslim's heart. There is no latent racist hatred for Jews that runs through the veins of Muslims, as it often has throughout Europe. Muslim opposition to the occupation of Palestine is not a manifestation of an extremist ideology or an extreme interpretation of Islam. The Islamist label that the secular extremists pin on Muslims who speak up for Palestine has no reality other than in the sick, twisted imaginations of the secular capitalists who are hell-bent on colonizing the world at any and every cost. They have supported and sided with every evil dictator who murders and tortures his own people, so they have no difficulty or shame in siding with the Zionist occupiers who operate an apartheid system and indiscriminately murder Palestinians in their own homes. Zionism was only ever supported by the British and Americans as part of their colonial ambitions, and they had no shame in cynically using the Jewish people who had been abused in Europe for centuries. Now that ordinary citizens are beginning to question the immorality of supporting such hegemonic policies, the secular supremacists among the British elite feel that they must silence debate about the occupation of Palestine, falsely blaming Muslims of anti-Semitism and extremism as the distraction to allow them to get away with it. Muslims in Britain must not allow their love for Masjid al-Aqsa to be labelled as extremism. We must not allow for our concern for justice and real peace to be labelled as extremism. Islam is the only system that ever had and ever will allow Muslims, Jews and Christians to live peacefully as neighbours. Yet the hate-filled extremists amongst the British elite wish to bury this fact in their lies about anti-Semitism. Criticising the heinous actions of occupiers of Palestine is a matter of truth and justice for Muslims and has nothing whatsoever to do with racism and anti-Semitism. For Muslims, calling for the end to the occupation of Palestine is about real peace and justice, as there can never be peace on stolen land. Calling for the establishment of the Caliphate, Khilafah, on the way of prophethood has nothing to do with their imagined Islamism, but has everything to do with ending the secular supremacist colonial hegemony in the world and replacing it with a just and fair system where citizens are equal before the law, regardless of creed, colour or financial status. On the other hand, the secular capitalist extremists who cynically label every opposition to the occupation of Palestine as anti-Semitic racism are driven by their deep hatred for Islam and Muslims, which makes them blind to their own bigotry. They fundamentally do not believe that they should share their ill-gotten privileges with the world, so they fanatically oppose the just system of Islam that does aim to redistribute wealth fairly. They have no care for real peace in the Middle East, as the continuity of conflict serves their colonial plans and fattens their pockets. Theirs is the real extremist and evil ideology, so they blame others for their own crimes, hoping to deceive the world for a day or two longer. Their miscalculation is their downfall. They imagined that the whole world would ignore their oppressive policies while delighted with the meagre crumbs that they reluctantly share. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all people with minds and a conscience. Ordinary people in huge numbers have started to realize the fallacy of the capitalist dream, the lie of democracy, and their conscience will no longer allow them to sleep while witnessing such injustice and oppression. Muslims are especially affected by the atrocities in Palestine because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to praise it in His Quran, sent His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam there to lead all of the prophets in prayer and open it peacefully during the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu. More than this, the Quran called upon believers to stand up for justice and help the oppressed when they call out for help. It is incumbent upon Muslims to oppose the false allegations of anti-Semitism, racism, extremism, radicalism, or any other ism that they like to throw at us. Instead, we must calmly expose the hypocrisy of the claim and the duplicity of the claimant.
بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ.
Nay, we hurl the truth at falsehood, so that the truth crushes falsehood, and lo, it vanishes. Woe to you for what you utter. Surah Al-Anbiya, ayat number 18. Yahya Nisbet, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Britain. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.